under our business sponsors, just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk.
This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day as we face the issues. It is our prayer each and every day that you will hear, heed, be encouraged, educated, and challenged afresh and anew to be the salt and light that God would have us to be in a dark and decaying society in which we're living in. We're talking about a subject today that many will be a little angst about. We're talking about an issue today that is local. We're talking about an issue today that is something that is affecting our schools and our students in the schools, not just in the state of Florida, not just in Duval County, but across our nation. And little by little, parents are waking up as to what is happening. We're talking about today an issue, porn in our public schools. Porn in our public schools. We need to be aware of that. We need to know what is taking place and who is involved in it and how it needs to be handled if we're going to stop the educational system from sexualizing, weaponizing, and destroying the hearts and the lives and the minds of our students in the public school system. May I say to you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book. John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said this, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth shall make you free." Then Jesus says, "I am truth." Then in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. Thy word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a society today where, for the most part, truth is rejected, repulsed, refused, remonstrated against. But yet, we go back and find the secularist George Orwell many, many, many years ago. In fact, I say that because the dystopian novel entitled 1984 was written and published in the late 40s, 47, 48, 49. But in that novel, entitled 1984, George Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And that's exactly what we see happening today. This is the reason we find the promulgation of those things that are destructive for society, is because we have some, including the secular media, the Marxist media, that's, I believe, a tool for the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, that would have us to believe anything but truth. Let me just tuck in a little Youngblood parenthetical footnote. For the entire duration, for the 4 years of the Biden administration, the Marxist media, along with the Communist Democratic Party, wanted to try to tell us that Joe Biden was okay, that he was not failing mentally, emotionally, and he could keep the job up, that he was at his very best, etc. Only to find out when he pulled out of the race, stopped running in 2024, and they put Kamala Harris in the position that she didn't have a chance. But now we have some of those same anchors with Communist Network News and others that have written books revealing the fact that the entire time they knew that Joe Biden was cognitively depleted and could not do the job as president. We're discovering that he used the auto pen to sign much of supposedly what he was doing. The point being, we have those that are deceiving, and they're deceivers and wanting to deceive us on every hand. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it, is absolutely factually true today. In fact, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Jim DeMint said America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, Jim DeMint said this: truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, you look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. And that's where we are today. Ladies and gentlemen, may I simply boldly say this, that the position that we're in today, with most of the immoral, ungodly, unethical practices in the political arena, in the social arena, in the academic arena, is as a result of Christians failing to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen, being salt and light. In fact, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, do not believe there's an absolute truth. They say, and I quote, each person determines their own version of truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my position. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. I believe we need to take that stand of speaking the truth, telling the truth, living the truth, and being willing to stand for truth even if it means death. We're getting into the era and the time in society when more and more people are being, if you please, demeaned, derided, dissed, as it is called, for telling the truth. If you don't believe that, look at what is happening with President Trump. Over 200 lawsuits with about 84 injunctions against him and his administration for simply standing for truth, standing for morals and ethics and values in our nation. I don't know about you, but I am thankful that God divinely intervened and gave Trump to us as the 47th president. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark and identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for a Time. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory 24-7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. I'm going to take a few moments to do a brief monologue. We'll introduce our very special guest today to talk about this issue with porn books in our public schools here in Duval County, what's being done, why it's being done, and how you, our listener, can be a part of the resolution of this grave, serious problem. But across the nation today, our focus is on the national events. Our focus generally is on DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, border crossings, the illegal borders, the illegals that are crossing the borders, and what is taking place with that. Our focus is on the Marxist media and their deceit, the cover-up of the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party. Multitudes today, ladies and gentlemen, are unaware of some of the more significant events that's taking place on a local and statewide level. Most Christians today, most parents today, will wake up of a morning focusing on as the Marxist media calls it, the bad orange man that somehow, some way is going to destroy America. And the focus is on that. And I'm not trying to distract us from what is happening nationally, but I want to call our attention to some of the things that's happening in the Duval County public schools. Most of the Florida citizens, ladies and gentlemen, are aware, some may not be, this may be news to you, that in 2023, I think it was, Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law a bill that makes it illegal for the things that are taking place, the CRT, the LGBTQ agenda, et cetera, to be taught in the public school system. But yet multitudes of our public schools are ignoring that. In fact, it's been probably 6 or 8 months ago, the Secretary of Education in the state of Florida had to send a letter to the local school board because of what they were trying to do to circumvent the law. Ladies and gentlemen, it appears that Duval County School Board is having trouble obeying what I call the state law. Many parents are now being made aware of the multitudes of the books that are clearly porn in the classrooms still being allowed in the public school system. I'm going to read a couple of articles, just a brief portion of them. Then we'll introduce our special guest, and then we'll open our telephone lines and start taking our callers. I'm looking at a headline, February 16, 2024. Porn in schools continue causing legal problems for the school system. The Duval County School Board has been accused of violating the First Amendment rights of the parents who was shut down by the school board while making public comments concerning questionable materials used in the government schools. In addition, under the Florida law, the board's action apparently requires the school district to remove the questioned books from its shelves. According to the memo sent to all of the school superintendents October the 13th by the State Board of Education, the law says clearly, parents have a right to read from any material that is subject to objection, and if the school board denies parents the right to read portions due to the material being pornographic, the school district shall discontinue the use of that material. Lori Crunden attended the school board meeting November the 7th, attempted during the time set for public comments to read from the book called Identical, etc., etc. Not going to tell you the author's name. She was interrupted and prevented from concluding the remarks, even though she had time remaining on the 2-minute clock allotted for the speakers. Liberty Counsel, the law firm representing Crunden, told the chairman of the school board in a letter, DCPS may not silence public debate. The textbooks identified as Identical was a proper subject of public comment because it is a book available in certain schools within the DPS, which is violation of the Florida state law. And I could go further with the article, but ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is it is boiling now to the point that I believe it's time you, our listeners, hear what's happening, heed what's happening, get involved, and our guest today is going to tell us what we need to do and how we need to get involved. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful that we have with us today that very special guest to discuss this with us. She's going to talk about the porn in the classroom, not going to get into the nitty-gritty of the garbage that is there, but simply identifying it as pornographic material that needs to be removed. Melina Gay is with us today. Melina, thank you for taking time out. In fact, rescheduling a dental appointment to be with us today. I'm thankful for that, thankful for you, for your stand and what you're doing. Melina, if you will, tell our listeners something about yourself and why you are involved in this very important work.
Yes, sir. So I believe the last time I was here, I was running for state committee woman, and that didn't pan out for me, so I continued my work that I'd been previously doing with an organization called CDF. At that organization, I served as the research and analysis division lead in elections. I had a pretty busy schedule. We were basically doing DOGE before DOGE was a real thing.
That's right.
Just on a county level. Another division we had was education, and I worked very closely with our education division lead and our executive director, Kathleen Murray, mm-hmm. and Melissa Bernhardt. The school board was a nonstop issue. You know, you always having to go to the workshops and stuff. Fortunately, I was able to escape going to those things because I was busy doing my end on the elections, mm-hmm. helping these candidates get elected,
yes.
to help cure that problem. I knew enough about the situation. I'd go in and speak when necessary, when they needed, you know, someone to come and support them. And I knew enough about the issues, but wasn't nearly as involved as those two ladies were in that effort. Where this story will pick up here, where you left off with Ms. Crunden. Ms. Crunden was a member of CDF when that happened. And it was another member that was also there, also named Joey Marmo. It was quite the scene when they started reading excerpts from this book Identical that you were referencing, and to the point where they got their mics cut. Mr. Marmo got escorted out And it resulted in a lawsuit because it was a violation of their rights. We're sitting here talking about this material being in our schools. We want it removed because it's inappropriate. They don't want to take our word for it. Here's what we're reading. And it was so shocking to them that they couldn't hear it. They could not hear it. And the knee-jerk reaction was to cut it off. It's indecent. It's sexual in nature. It's embarrassing. And they threw him out. And what happened as a result of his removal is that another employee of the Duval County School Board, who I don't know her name, but she went to her superiors and said, if I have to sit through this again, I will quit. This is, I've had stuff in my past that this is a trigger for me, and I can't do it, and I will quit. Now, that was done during the time that Dr. Krisnar was the interim superintendent. And that was also done with Lori Hershey, former school board member Lori Hershey. They asked Kathleen and Melissa to come in and made a deal. Give us a list of all the books that you say contain this type of material. We will pull them, but please stop reading from them. And that was agreed to. And my part of that is here's where I come in. Melissa and I sat at my kitchen table. She read off a list of books that were listed on the FDOE. Recommended removal list. Mm-hmm. We put that on a spreadsheet. Volunteers came in and they went and cross-referenced it with the digital Dewey Decimal System, essentially, is the called the Destiny Follett, to identify what books that were on that list were actually found in our Duval County school boards. And at the end of the day, we had 65 books, mm-hmm. not just one, 65. So this took a year to resolve. Over the course of a year, the books were gone, and we were moving on. We thought they were gone permanently. Mm-hmm. However, we were surprised when we saw this book identical come up, because that book was supposed to be gone already. That was one that a formal challenge had been filed on. We were not under the understanding we had to file anything. It was just an agreement, a stipulation, mm-hmm. and because both of them are gone, we have to go back in and fight for what we had previously decided and for the reasons why. So when they come back with this resolve that they're going to finally do this book identical, we're like, all right, well, we got 64 more to go. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't have 64 more to go. And as that review process went on, by these individuals that were randomly selected, said these people who put it together, we wound up with 4 members on that board, none of which came from us, none of our people were approached and asked to participate. We ended up with one who was a guidance counselor in Indiana. Mm-hmm. We end up with one who identifies as they, them.
That tells you a lot.
Yeah. And it, what told me a lot was when they come back and unanimously supported shelving the book. And they also recommended that book be used in guidance counselors' offices to help aid with any children or minors that come in that may be able to see themselves in that book. Mm-hmm. That was so far from what the point of the whole mission was, the review committee. It was broken. I reviewed the packet, the materials that were presented. Nowhere in there did it have them aligning what they're reading with state law. Is this a violation of state law? They seem to lean more heavily in the guidelines set for things that were suitable for determining if something was CRT.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And that is, you know, is already against the law in the state of Florida based on the 2023 bill that Ron DeSantis signed into law. I believe we have a caller on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please. Kenneth, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, read the question or comment, please.
Hello? Okay, Dr. Youngblood, you are so right. Our governor said put the 10th commandments back in the schools. Am I correct on that?
And that's the direction, yes.
Also, you had, I think it was a judge that hid the lawyer and the illegal aliens. You need to be disbarred, if I'm correct. And on top of that, now you got a Democrat going down there trying to get a Venezuelan because he married an American citizen, but it takes time for that to come to fruition, right?
That is true. And Kenneth, one of the things we're talking about is the fact that we have, there's nothing wrong with your focus of what we're doing. We're talking about the illegal immigrants, the illegal aliens, invaders coming in. We're talking about what is happening. We're finding out now the onion is being peeled. We're finding out that these Democrat judges are going against the Constitution, against the state, federal, and laws of the nation, trying to undermine what the president is doing. But we're focused on that. And I think, Kenneth, if I can say this without denigrating our listeners, I believe that we're so focused on some of the national events, we're failing to see what's happening in our public school system. Kenneth, are you right. aware of the fact that porn, raw porn, is being used kind of covered as being academic material in the classrooms? And what is your stand? Should parents allow it? Should parents take a stand? Should we, the old cliche, should we fire, using Trump's terms, should we fire the school board or those that are standing for it? Or what is your thoughts and position on that?
Fire them.
Fire them.
Fire them.
You're exactly right. I think that we have too many today that's looking at it on the basis of, well, if we have kids in the school that's in some kind of sexual dysphoria, that somehow, some way, we should bend the rules, undermine the morals, ethics, and values of the classroom, stop the academic process, and sexualize our kids. That's one of the major problems that we're finding on a national level today. Go ahead.
Can I just say this? It reminds me of the Hitler Youth. These LBGQ, XYZ, whatever they want to call themselves, are trying to, how can I say it, indoctrinate our kids.
Well, they're trying to hijack the academic system. They're trying to hijack the academic system and make it into a sexually orientation program to destroy the morals, ethics, and values. It's as simple as that. But we need to, as Christians, as concerned citizens, we need to take a stand and be seen, be heard, be valiant, and be victorious in making sure that this is removed from the classrooms in Duval County Public Schools. So, Kenneth, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you today. Keep looking up. Thank you so much. Melina, tell us about what happened leading up to this, to the April school board meeting, as it relates to the school challenge, school book challenge. You touched on it a moment ago. Continue. I want our listeners to have a foundation of what's happening, why it's taking place, and then the bottom line is, what can we do about it? So illuminate the listeners that are tuned in today with that leading up to the April school board meeting. What took place, what happened, and then beyond that.
Yeah, so, I mean, you just hear a lot of stuff going back and forth. You have several titles, stuff that you know just on its face. Common sense tells you this is not appropriate for children. However, they have somehow manipulated it to be educational.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they bring this stuff into the school, under the guise of educational. And I believe it came from somewhere, you know, having a statue, a nude statue, a Roman statue or something, where it shows a man's mm-hmm. genitalia. And they're saying, well, that's porn. Well, no, it's not porn. It's art. And now they're saying, oh, so yeah, you're the decider of what's art and what's porn.
I watched that school board meeting.
Yeah. So, and this is how they do things. So now we're being told that, you know, we're just not used to this stuff, and we just need to really just let go, as the one woman said, for us to get a life.
Mm-hmm.
They come up there, and, you know, during that last school board meeting, you know, saying that we're fearful of Muslims. There's been no talk of Muslims. She's the one that got up there and started spouting it. Called us Moms for Liberty puppets. I am not Moms for Liberty, mm-hmm. nor were any of the people sitting on my row. Nor was anybody sitting behind me or in front of me, with the exception of one person. So they have got us wrapped up into some Muslim-fearing Moms for Liberty groups, just a bunch of white women with nothing better to do with our time than to fight them.
And what you're literally saying is, just as we found on a national level, where there's a disagreement by the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, that you're just racist.
Right.
It's using a slur term to try to disengage
right.
the conservative concerned citizens.
Sure. And newsflash, CDF was a nonpartisan issue. We have libertarians, we had Democrats. We had a group of Democrat ladies that had heard this nonsense, and they went down and pitched it to them left and right, called them stupid. And I couldn't have agreed more.
That's right.
But that angered them, because that's not what they wanted to see. This is a common sense thing, and I encourage anybody that's even remotely going to consider is to take what I'm telling you in consideration. This is pornographic material. It is fringe porn. It's trauma porn. There's so many types of porn. It's disgusting. But it's opened my eyes, and I'm unfazed by the things that they say. But I think it's beat some people down. It's been in the race for a long time, and it's caused them to kind of take a step back, which is why we don't see such a huge presence from Moms for Liberty. They're wearing a brand. They did a great thing coming in here. But, you know, when stuff happened at the top with their leader that embarrassed them, not didn't embarrass them, it just wasn't a good look. They're in a brand. They took a beating for that and some bashing. Then, you know, you have candidates running that don't want to be affiliated with it because of the stigma that's with it. I get that. But that's the great thing about not being with an organization. And when she, you know, when speakers get up there and assume these things, they're just making up excuses for why I should be discredited. And so that doesn't anger me. It inspires me.
It's the whole point of deny, 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 and then try to destroy the opponent. That's exactly the intent. One quick question before we take our next caller.
Sure.
With the total of the school board makeup, I think we've got 7 school board members. Would you say, and this is just the question comes to mind, would you say that they are fully knowledgeable of what is happening and just want to defend it, or they are ignorant of what is really in the books and they do not know any better? What category would you place them in?
Somewhere in between. I think a lot of it, like what I'm about to discuss with you, was unknown. Mm-hmm. I think they're overwhelmed with the amount of work that's being put in front of them. I think that they move carefully with each decision they make because they know they're going to be scrutinized and judged from the left. A lot of them have political futures they're concerned about. Maybe they want to go on and run for another seat, and so be it. You should be able to climb that ladder. I'm not faulting them for that, but they have to stay on course, and they cannot disregard the people that helped get them there, because now is the time to act. We haven't had power for a long time, or a majority. We want some common sense people in there to do some common sense things. Right now, we are demanding it. And it's very hard to get in front of them. We get 2 minutes here, 2 minutes there, yeah. 5 limits to books we can challenge. These numbers aren't working for us. And if I could get in front of them and have a conversation, that's one thing. But one of my school board members did reach back out to me, and I was able to have a very thorough conversation with him. It makes sense, 100%.
Very good. But should be that kind of discussion. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go over to your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. Go ahead with your question.
Okay, I have a comment. It's like we're living in Sodom and Gomorrah right now, and it's a spiritual battle that we will be able to win, I believe, if people realize what porn does to our children. And the school right now is the reason, I believe, through porn, though they call it sex education, is the reason why children are on drugs, why they use the schools as hotels, how they skip school and go to other places to relieve those feelings. Even a baby, when it's born and it touches itself there, it feels a sensation. But the school is putting it in the brain. And it's like, God, it's like the referee is in the middle of them and us. And it's like now we've been given a leader in the White House that is not a wimp, but a warrior.
Yes.
And when he got shot in his ear, near his said that when he was taken off, what did he tell us to do? Keep fighting.
Absolutely.
Terry,
our time is about up for this portion of the broadcast today, but very quickly, thank you so much for your call. And right after the top of the hour news, I'm going to get Melina to respond to your statements and questions, and I pray that it will be edifying, challenging, and beneficial for you. So thank you so much for your call, and God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject that everyone should be aware of, that is porn in our public schools on a local level. We're talking about that, so hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL St. Augustine, WATR.